Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your word. We believe, Lord, that your word is sweeter than honey, is powerful and effective. And it penetrates into our marrow, our bone, our spirit to change our life. It transforms our mind, Lord, so that we will have the mind of Christ. We ask you, Father, to teach us today by your Holy Spirit. Even though a man is speaking, but the Spirit will minister into the heart and the mind of people in this house and those who are listening to this teaching as well. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Today I would like to teach the Word of God, not preaching, but teaching the Word of God. I would like to teach from now on a series that will come off and on, it depends on the timing, about faith. I'd like to see our members to have more faith in God. And it's so important to walk by faith. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. I believe that all of you want to please God. The more you make God being pleased with you, the more your life will see the favor of God. Amen. God loves everybody. The favor of God is not for everybody. If you make God pleased with you, the favor of God will be there for you. And one way to please God is to have faith, to believe. For he who comes to God must believe that he is or he exists, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We must have faith. We are living in the physical world, and we don't see the spiritual world. And a lot of time, we just think about the physical realm because we can see, we can smell, we can touch. And we forget that there is another world out there, spiritual world, angels, demons, Holy Spirit, heaven. And whatever you do on earth here, in the physical realm, it is affected by the spiritual realm. And God, by his grace, he wants to give us victory in the physical realm here. But in order to receive the grace of God, we need to reach out by faith. A lot of time, we are facing battles, hardships, facing something that we need to overcome. And in order to bring victory and overcoming outcome of our life, we need to reach out to receive the power of God by faith. Faith is like a hand to reach out to God and help us to receive what is in the spiritual realm to make it happen in the physical realm. That's why Paul said, we fight the good fight of faith. Paul did not say that we fight with a punch, with a side kick, front kick, round kick, jump kick, or taekwondo or karate. We fight with a good fight of faith. It's so important for Christians to learn how to walk by faith. The Bible says that we don't walk by sight, but by faith. So in this series of teaching, we're going to learn how to walk by faith. We're going to learn little by little, one subject at a time. And you can go back to listen to the CD again to build your faith. Amen. God expects us to have faith in him, in his character, in his existence. And God expects us to have faith to believe that he will reward those who diligently seek him. Amen. As God expects us to have faith, and if he doesn't give us the means to do it, to get faith, then we can challenge his justice. But he put in our hands the means whereby we can get faith. And the Bible says how to get faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. I really love all of you so much that I want you to be people of faith. That's why I try everything to encourage you to hear the word of God. You can read your own Bible. You can read it out loud so you can hear what you say. But also with the technology, many years ago we have tapes. Now we have MP3. We have CD. We have iTunes, podcasts. We have iPod. All these things God has given to the world so that we can hear the word of God everywhere we go. In the past 20 years, I never drive my car on the freeway without listening to the word of God. When I get into my car, boom, I listen to the tape. The word of God get into me. I build my faith. Every time that I have a chance to listen to the word, I would do it to build my own faith. Because I'm a little lamb of God as well. I need to build my own faith. Amen. And I want to grow in my faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. Today I will show you many scriptures. The point is to emphasize and to convince you that you need to hear the word of God on a regular basis. When we talk about faith, we have so many things in our life that we can exercise our faith for. Maybe faith for healing, faith for finances, faith for victory in our own home, for your marriage, for your job, for your tests and examination, faith for your protection from God. You can have faith for many things. But today I want to show you the scripture, the basic faith, the faith for salvation. If you want to have salvation, you want to go to heaven, you need to have faith in God. Amen. Because you don't see God, you need to exercise your faith. And that faith for salvation comes from hearing and hearing of the word of God. That's how I helped my dad 26 years ago. Every time I met my dad, I would begin to talk about God. I would begin to preach to him in a gentle way, in a subtle way. And he kept hearing and hearing the word of God for 6 months to a year. And eventually he accepted Christ because he kept hearing and hearing the word of God. Faith for salvation. The Bible says that salvation comes by faith only, not by good deeds. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. You need to have faith to be saved from your sin, to be saved from your bondage and curses. But in order to have faith, you need to hear the word of God. I would like to read Romans chapter 10, verses 8 to 10 and 13 to 14. When you read this scripture written by Paul carefully, you can hear that there are a few things here that you need to understand. Number one, preacher or somebody who speaks the word of God. Two, somebody need to hear. And after that person hear, then faith go into the heart. And after faith go into the heart, then that person need to confess and speak out. Again, the step is somebody preach, somebody hear, they have faith, and they have to speak out to see the outcome. And we're going to learn in detail how to walk in faith in year 2010. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 to 10, the Bible says, but what does it say? The word is near you. This is the word of God. The word that was preached is near you. You can pick up on the shelf there, the CD. It's near you. The word of God is in your Bible here. You can read it out loud. You can go into podcasts and download the teaching. The word is near you. In your mouth and in your heart. You see, the word must go into your heart. And then you need to confess it. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This principle is applied to everything about faith. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Believe in here and confess with your mouth. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord, mean the Lord Jesus, shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? People cannot call on the name of Jesus without having faith in the name of Jesus. How can they call without believing? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? You see the relationship between belief and hearing. Believing and hearing. And how shall they hear without a preacher? You can see the conclusion here. Somebody preach, somebody say it, say the word of God, the word of faith. Somebody hear, and that person start to build faith in the heart and start to confess with their mouth what they believe. Everyone say preacher. Everyone say hearing. Believing in the heart. Confessing with your mouth. So you can see how people get saved. People get saved by hearing the preaching of the word of God. And then the faith come into the heart. You cannot have faith without hearing the word of God. That's why Jesus said, go into the world and preach the good news. You cannot wait for Pastor Lau to preach alone. You need to go and preach to your own relative. You need to go and tell your loved ones the word of God. How much Jesus loved them. They may not have faith right away, but if you keep speaking, keep confessing, keep preaching to them, eventually the faith gonna rise up and they will put their faith in the name of Jesus Christ. And they will call on the name of the Lord. Look at one example in the Bible. In Acts chapter 10 and Acts chapter 11, there was a man named Cornelius. He's a Gentile. He's not a Jew. He was a devout man. He prayed a lot and he gave money, financial help to the poor. But he had not been saved because he had not heard the gospel. The man was seeking God, but he was not saved yet. What happened? God saw his heart. God sent an angel to him to get him to hear the gospel. Do you know that the angel cannot preach the gospel? Only man can preach the gospel. God sent an angel to him in Acts chapter 10 verses 5 to 6. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon whose surname is Peter. He's lodging with Simon a tanner whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do. It's interesting that the angel did not preach the gospel to Cornelius himself. But the angel said, you must meet somebody. His name is Peter, who will preach the gospel to you. Why? Because the Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It's our job to preach the gospel. The angel will not preach the gospel. Amen. We need to know the gospel and we preach the gospel. And when people hear the gospel, faith will come into their heart. It's the job of every single Christian to preach the gospel, not just only the preacher, not just only the pastor and the evangelist. We all need to share the gospel with somebody. So God wants to save Cornelius. What did he do? He told the angel to tell him to call for Peter. In Acts chapter 11, verse 14, who will, mean Peter, will tell you words, listen carefully, words by which you and your household will be saved. He will tell you. Peter will speak. And Cornelius and his household listened and have faith and be saved. You see? Somebody need to preach. Somebody need to hear. And somebody need to have faith. And faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. This basic principle about faith is applied to everything in your life. Whether you need faith for healing, raising the dead, faith for God's provision, faith for God's protection, God's wisdom, anything in your life, you need to approach God by faith. And how do you get that faith? By hearing the word of God. Amen. I rarely waste my time to read newspaper or watch TV. I rather listen to the word of God and read the Bible. Because it's not going to build me up to read the paper, newspaper. It's only tear me down reading all of this junk and all the people kill each other, people hate each other. It's all junk. I rather listen to the word of God. Thank God for the technology. If you want to build your faith, and if you have such a great faith, you would be able to do a lot of things in life here on earth for your family, for your loved ones, for the co-workers. But you need to build your faith by hearing the word of God. Acts chapter 14, verses 7 to 10, another example of how faith comes by hearing. And that faith brings the miracle of healing to a man. In Acts chapter 14, verses 7 to 10, and they were preaching the gospel, meaning Paul and his team, there. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. This man came out from the womb of his mother, never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. Everyone say, this man heard. Somebody was speaking and he heard. Okay. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand up straight on your feet. And he leaped and walked. A lot of people, when they read this scripture, they think, oh, this man was healed by the anointing of Paul. This man was healed because Paul was an apostle. This man was healed because of the miracle working power that Paul had. No, this man was healed by his own faith, not Paul's anointing. It's so clear. You can build your own faith for your own miracle. You don't need to wait for an anointed man to come and pray for you. I mean, thank God that we have pastor and preacher who will lay hand and pray for you and minister to you. But you cannot depend on that man all the time. He is not around you 24 hours a day. You need to build your own faith and fight the good fight of faith yourself. Everywhere you go in the world, you can exercise your own faith to receive the blessing from God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can see here that Paul did three things. Number one, he preached the word. Number two, he observed. He noticed that that man had faith. And number three, he commanded that man to rise up and walk. But that man, the crippled man, did three things too. Number one, he listened. He heard the word of God. And then the word went into his heart and he had faith. And number three, he obeyed what Paul said. Three things. Each one did three things. Somebody preached, somebody observed, and told the person to do. And the person who on the receiving side heard the word, have faith, and obey the word of God. Amen. Amen. This same principle still apply today in year 2009 and 2010. We all need to build our faith by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. There was a woman in the Bible. This woman had bleeding for 12 years. She spent all of her money with the doctors and she ran out of her money. But she continued to have bleeding from her womb. And the Bible says that she heard about Jesus. In Mark chapter 5 verses 27 and 28. When she heard about Jesus, everyone say hearing. I believe that this lady was in that city. And a lot of people come and talk to her. Do you know, have you heard about a man named Jesus? He claimed to be the Son of God. Wow, everyone who came to him would be healed. And demons come out from people. And if you can just go to see him, you will be healed. This lady keep hearing and hearing about Jesus. Keep hearing and hearing. Eventually she had faith. And she say, I went to see doctor and nothing happened. I am going to meet this man. I believe if I only touch the cloth of Jesus Christ, I will be healed. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, you see again, somebody speak, somebody hear, and that person have faith, and then speak, confessing the faith out of their mouth. If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. And verse 34, and he said to her, she was healed. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Was this lady healed by the faith of Jesus? No. She was healed by her own faith. That faith that she had draw the power from heaven when she touched the cloak of Jesus by faith. That faith is like a hand pulling the anointing or the power into her, and she got healed by her faith. The same thing can happen to you today. Whatever you need in your life, you need to approach God by faith, because there is power in the gospel. You notice that when Paul went to Lystra and preached, the Bible says they preached the word. Actually, they preached the gospel. And Paul say about the gospel in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God. Everyone say the power of God. To salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first and also for the Greek. Paul said that the gospel, which means the good news, that Jesus died on the cross to pay for everything for us. And then we can receive all the things we need by the power of the blood. That gospel is powerful. And not only that, that gospel gives us salvation. The word salvation in the Greek language means everything that you need in your life, not just a ticket to go to heaven. Salvation includes safety, perseverance, protection, healing, deliverance from demon, healing, wisdom, provision of God. Everything that you need in your life is in the gospel. So when you come to God by faith to receive salvation, it's not just receiving ticket to go to heaven, but everything that you need on earth here is in the gospel, is in the good news. Done by the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, he paid the price for everything that you need. The gospel covers everything that you need. And that's called the full gospel preaching. Sometimes you heard the gospel only go to heaven, but the gospel does not only talk about going to heaven, but everything that you need in your life. Amen. Look at what happened in Acts chapter 8. When Philip preached Christ or the gospel, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip. You see again? The same situation, the same principle. Somebody preach the word or Christ or the gospel. And a group of people heard the word, heeded the word carefully, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirit crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed. And many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. That meeting is not religious. A lot of people laughing and jumping up and down and leaping and shouting and saying, thank God. It's not a quiet meeting. It's very, very loud meeting. Joyful, because people got healed. People got delivered. Philip was preaching the gospel. People heard the gospel. And then that gospel bring salvation, deliverance, healing. People get saved from sin and go to heaven. So as Christian, we can expect healing. Amen. Healing is part of the gospel. We can expect deliverance. demons will come out from people. Amen. We can expect to be set free from demonic power. Because in the gospel, there is deliverance, salvation, zozo. In the gospel, there is healing as well. Healing is part of the gospel. I want to emphasize one more time. Healing is part of the gospel. As Christian, we can expect healing in the church. And we can expect healing in our own body. But the reason people still need doctor because people don't have faith to receive healing. That's why I still have job. I know I preach this. It's kind of ruined my job. Because if you get healed all the time, I don't have a job to do. Some of you may not like this preaching because you are selling some medical product. You need a job. You need some income. But unfortunately, not a lot of people like to listen to the Word of God. They are not diligent in hearing the Word of God on a regular basis. They are not diligent in seeking to have more faith for themselves. I don't know about you. I'm seeking to have more faith in everything I do. Because everything in our life we do by faith. Amen? If you pray for your family, you pray by faith. Not just pray, God, do this for me. No, you have to attach your prayer with faith. If you pray for God's provision, you need to attach it by faith. God is not going to move for you if you just pray out of religion and tradition. You need to do everything by faith. And faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. The Bible says clearly that the gospel comes also with healing. Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself, meaning Jesus himself, took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24 say, He who himself bore our sin in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. On the cross, Jesus received the sickness and he offered us healing. Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 5. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. We can be healed because Jesus paid the price of healing already for us on the cross. Amen. Everyone say, healing is part of the gospel. Divine healing belongs to me. You can receive that healing by faith. You don't need to get sick too long. When you start to get sick, you can claim, you can speak by faith. To let the sickness go out of you by faith. But that faith will not come automatically. You need to build it by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. I read a testimony of a woman who had multiple sclerosis. She became paralyzed in all her four extremities because the disease attacked her brain and spinal cord. What did she do? She listened to the Word of God about healing. For days and days and days. Eventually one day, faith hit her heart that she was able to be healed. She jumped out of the bed and ran. And she got healed. I'm serious. And I saw her picture having the running suit on and run. And that was after the healing. She heard the Word of God to the point that she was able to get healed from God. Amen. You may say to me, Dr. Lau, Pastor Lau, what you're talking about? I'm fine right now. I'm only 22 years old. You talk about healing. You talk about faith. I don't need this stuff. I'm fine. My mom is rich. My mom can give me money. I don't need God to give me money. I am healthy now. I can walk around. But you don't stay young forever. That's a problem. How many people agree with me? And the economy is not good forever. go up and down. The Bible says that we are like an ant. An ant gather the food during summertime for the winter time. This principle applies to everything. You need to save some money during the summertime to pay the electric bill in the winter time, because you're going to use more heater, more heat gas. You need to pay more bill on the winter time. The same principle spiritually. Right now you are young and you say, I don't need this message. But you're not going to build your faith overnight. You are not going to build your faith overnight. You need to build your faith little by little. While you're still young and healthy and well-to-do financially, you should, what? Hearing the word. Gather the food in the summertime. And when you reach 60 years old, you reach 55 years old, 70 years old, 80 years old, then you're going to need to depend on the Medicare bill or the Social Security money. At that time, you're going to have to depend on the faith of God to provide for you. You need to depend on God. You need to have faith for your healing, because otherwise your knee is going to start to get hurt, your back, your neck, your wrist, your heart. So don't wait until last minute to build faith. Build faith now. Because we're going to get older. I'm building my faith now. I'm still seeing myself walking around at 99 years old preaching the gospel. I'm not going to walk around with a four-wheel walker and being sick. My heart have only 25% ejection fraction. Thank you. I'm not a heart doctor. I'm not going to walk around with my cardiomyopathy. Not mine. It's the devil. Cardiomyopathy is not mine. It's the devil. I'm not going to walk around with cardiomyopathy, the heart disease, and with a wheelchair and with a walker at 99 years old and stay. I'm going to be healthy, because I'm building my faith right now for my healing, for my own good health. Amen. This is the time to do it while I'm still young and healthy. I still have good ear to listen to the word of God. I still have time to listen. I don't need to use hearing aid right now. Amen. Amen. That's why we need to build faith now. Let me make a conclusion about this teaching. Actually, very simple preaching. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. The gospel includes everything that you need in your life. Conclusion. Practical point. If you want to see your relative or friend saved, you need to do some way, somehow, to get them hear the word of God. Give them CD. I remember when I first moved to the U.S., I tried to get my older brother. His name is Sam. He didn't want the gospel. Pastor Da and I had a plan. We took him out to Olympic Peninsula, and I drove the car. Everything under my control, because I'm at the steering wheel. So driving to Olympic Peninsula, it took about 3 hours or something to that rainforest. What do you call that rainforest? All rainforest. So we put the tape in, and I control it. So I turn on the teaching of a pastor the whole time for 3-4 hours. Back another 3-4 hours, he got saved. At the beginning of my ministry, before I became a pastor, I see my friend, I see my sister, I want them to get saved. I say, can I challenge you to spend time with me once a week to read the Bible together? And a lot of people say yes. So I bring them to my home. This is before I become a pastor. I sit down with them. I read the book of Matthew. And I read the book of Matthew chapter by chapter with them for 1 hour. And then I explain what it means. I do this for about 3 or 4 weeks or 3 months. Everyone gets saved by hearing the word of God. So that's one practical point of this lesson. You need to get people to hear the word. Two, you yourself need to take advantage of the technology we have today. Amen. If you want to have faith to stop speaking negative, you need to hear the sermon talking about speaking positive. If you want to have faith for finances, you need to hear the sermon called Living in Abundance. If you want to have faith for healing, you need to go get the tape, the CD, or the MP3 that talk about healing to build your faith. Amen. At one point, I want to have a big fire of God in my life. I want to lay hands on people and fire. I listened to a lot of teaching about the fire of God. Get in, until my faith rise up. Actually, I plan to teach about the fire of God again on Sunday morning. I know we have CD, but I want to talk again to build your faith about the fire of God. Yesterday, Truman asked me, what are you going to do today, Saturday? We have operation all night and until noon yesterday. So we spend time a lot talking. We ask each other, what are you going to do today? I say, today I'm going to prepare my sermon. I'm going to read my sermon because I know that preaching the word is going to build the faith of the members of the church. Amen. This is important. This pulpit. Every Sunday, I'm going to preach like preaching to 1,000 people. Because I want you to have faith. You're not going to be spineless, weak Christian, walking around. Let the devil slap on you, right and left. Let the sin slap on you. You're going to walk around like a soldier with a shield of faith, sword of spirit. And when the devil come close, boom, get out of here. Amen. You, boom, get out of here. Because you are a strong man of faith, strong woman of faith. When the devil come close, get out of here. Gone. You can command the devil to go by faith. Not by your title in the church. I'm a pastor. No, the devil never look at your title. He look at your faith. Amen. 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 So, how many people excited to hear about faith in year 2010? Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, in conclusion, faith come by hearing. It's your responsibility to build your own faith. God's not going to do for you. You need to hear. You need to listen. Okay? Don't put responsibility on God. God already gave us the way to do it. 3, go preach the gospel. Tell the non-believers the kingdom of God, the name of Jesus. 4, the gospel is not only for going to heaven, but also include everything that people need. Amen? Amen. And 5, build your own faith. Why? You have a chance right now when you are young and healthy and strong. Don't wait to last minute when you sick on the sick deathbed in the hospital. Don't wait until last minute. Build your faith now. Listen. Read the Bible out loud to yourself. Listen. Come by listening and hearing of the word of God. Amen. Amen. How many people want to have Jesus in your life, and then you can go to heaven and have all the needs of your life met by God? Raise your hand up. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Amen. I'd like to lead you in prayer. If you want Jesus to come into your life, receive forgiveness of sin, receive the provision of God, and God will take care of you. If you never prayed this prayer, pray with me. Amen. Close your eyes and pray with me. Father in heaven, I give my life to you. I hear the word today and I have faith in my heart. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He is the Lord of all lords, the King of all kings. He died on the cross to pay for my sin. By his stripes, I am healed. Salvation come to me because I call on the name of the Lord. I believe, Father, that when I invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart, he comes in. So I invite you right now, Jesus, to be in my heart. And I believe all the things that I need, healing, forgiveness, provision, wisdom, protection, deliverance, safety, everything that I need come to me by the cross, and I receive it by faith right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the mighty hand of praises to the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. How many people promise that you're going to listen to the Word of God more on a regular basis? Raise your hand up. Amen. Our church don't sell CD. Amen. We give CD for free. We download CD for free. Please take advantage of it. Amen. I promise God one thing. Our church will not run the church for personal benefit. We are not going to get money in, sell CD so that we can be rich. No. We want to bless people. We have enough to eat. Actually, during the Christmas time, we went to 3 parties. Eat and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And every time we ate, I noticed that my plate is so small. I ate only this much. And then my stomach get full. And God spoke to me. You can eat so much. Why we have to be, what you call, selfish, keeping everything for ourselves? We have so much. We have only one pillow to sleep, one blanket, one bed, and one car to drive, and eat a little bit each day. That's all we need. So God give me money as a doctor. God give our church good businessmen to pay tithe, so that we can use this money to bless people out there. To help the poor, to give CD for free, so people can hear the word of God. Yesterday, one person asked me, do you have to pay for all those sermons in the podcast to keep in there? Yes, we pay. We have to pay for the, what you call the store, the storage. We have to pay every month to keep those teaching in the podcast. But we don't mind. We don't mind. Money given to us by God to preach the gospel. Amen. Not to be selfish and hoarding money and to be rich. No. We want to bless people. So please get the CD. Give to people. Distribute them out. If they like my accent, they can come back and listen again. If they don't like my accent, they can listen to other people. A lot of good preachers out there. We need to get people to hear the gospel. Some people may like my accent. Some people may like another person's accent. Mine is Thai accent. Make people awake all the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless all of you. Hallelujah. I want to see all of you be a strong people of faith. Amen. Shake the mountain. Remove the mountain into the sea. This church people will not be weak Christian. We're going to be people of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone say with me. I diligently seek the Lord. And He will reward me. Amen. You believe that? That God reward those diligently seek Him. How many people are diligent seeker? Raise your hand up. Diligent seeker. I'm a diligent seeker. Amen. Hallelujah. The service is over. Praise God. Hallelujah.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington 98040. Thank you very much.